Does anyone here like to spend 2 or 3 hours at the gym? Not me. No one wants to be at the gym for 2 hours, except for maybe if you're a teenage boy. I don't know about you guys, but we have a lot of young teens in our gym and they spend hours at the gym. I'm talking hours. It's crazy. Anyway, but for the rest of us, we don't really want to spend 2 hours at the gym or 3 hours at the gym. So today is going to be a super practical episode for you, and we are going to be talking about three practical strategies for making your workouts shorter so you can get in, get out, and get on with your day. Hey friend, welcome to the Effective Fitness for Women podcast, your go-to guide for practical weightlifting and nutrition tips. I'm Rachel, a wife, mom of six, registered dietitian, and passionate weightlifter. This podcast is for the woman who is tired of not knowing what to do in the gym, frustrated with trying to eat right, but not sure what eating right actually is, and just wants to start seeing some results. If that's you, then you're in the right place. This podcast is all about teaching you what you need to do in the gym and the kitchen to lose fat, gain muscle, and be the strongest you've ever been. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, so before we get started today, I want to really quick read you this review that I got from Naisha. I have overcomplicated the fat loss and muscle gaining process so many times. I had just finished 8 weeks of a routine that was not providing results and happened to find Rachel. I refound my excitement for weightlifting with her very simple guide. Side note, that guide is on my website on the free resources page. I have had issues with emotional eating and binging and overdid the calorie counting, so her plate method was the best thing I ever heard because it stopped my brain from overcomplicating things and focusing on getting my portions right. Thank you so much. Oh my goodness. I love hearing from you guys, and it just really makes me feel like what I'm doing is having an impact. People's lives are being impacted, and that is my goal. So thank you for that, Naisha. So for today's episode, going to the gym does not have to take forever. I am usually in and out in an hour, and that includes stretching really well, probably like a solid 10 to 15 minutes of stretching and a activation exercise for warming up. I do a glute activation exercise. I'm going to do an episode on that because it's important to activate your glutes before you work them. Anyway, it doubles as a really good warm up. So all of that, and I'm usually in and out of the gym within an hour, maybe an hour and 10 minutes. So I'm going to give you three practical ways that you can make your workouts shorter so that you can get in and get out. So the first one, you can do supersets, which is where you combine two exercises and you do them right after each other, one right after the other, and then you rest after that superset instead of how you would do an exercise. Let's say you're doing overhead press. You do your overhead press and then you rest and then you do your overhead press again and then you rest, right? And you repeat all your sets. That's called a straight set. So you're just doing one thing and you're resting in between each set. So a superset is where you combine two unrelated exercises. So for example, you could do overhead press and then skater squats, right? So you would do your overhead press set and then you would immediately go into skater squats and then you would rest after doing both of those. That's a superset. You want to make sure that you are working two different muscle groups because it's going to be really fatiguing on your muscles if you're doing, let's say, overhead press, which is working your arms really hard, and then you go ahead and go straight into bicep curls, which is also working your arms really hard, right? So, or pull-ups, right? So you want to make sure that they are different muscle groups. I usually like to do a superset with an upper body and a lower body exercise. So while my upper body is resting, I'm working my lower body. And while my lower body is resting, I'm working my upper body. And that saves time. The next tip, or time management hacks, I guess I call them hacks, is to plan exercises that all use machines or equipment that is in one area of your gym. So many times I see people at the gym and they're using a squat rack for one thing, and then they're over there doing the dumbbells for something else, and then they're back at the squat rack, or then they have to wait for a squat rack because somebody else took it, and it's inefficient, right? You're spending this time moving all around the gym. So plan your exercises, like your workout routine, group the machines together that you need to use. I actually do this when I'm planning a new workout. I think about what exercises am I doing? Like, what exercises can I do that all utilize a squat rack, for example, or these sets of machines if I need to do machines. So the only caveat to this is you want to always do your big lift first. So if you go back and listen to, I think it's episode 3, New to Weightlifting, Start Here, I talk about the 3 big lifts that we're going to be utilizing. These are our compound lifts. So they're the deadlift, the squat, and the hip thrust. So those are going to be the ones that you're really wanting to go all out on. And they require a lot of energy, so you want to be fresh for those. So I always do those first, okay? And then the other exercises, there's more flexibility with, well, okay, you know, I can do these 2 things over here because they're all in the same location. Does that make sense? This saves a ton of time. So for example, from my workout, one of my workouts that I've done recently, I'll do the deadlift. So that'll take a squat rack. I'll use a squat rack, right, to set up my deadlift. And then I will immediately pull a bench over and I'll do the hip thrust right at that squat rack because I'm using a barbell and I'm using the plates for both of those exercises. And then I'll immediately go into overhead press, which uses a barbell, and I'll superset with bench step backs, which uses the bench that I was using for the hip thrust. And then I'll go to the mat area and I'll do my finisher exercise. So this entire workout minus the finisher, which used the mat area, the stretching area at the gym, used 1 squat rack. So I did all of it right there, right? So be strategic about where things are located in your gym and trying to group things together that use similar equipment. So that's the second hack. The third hack, you're probably not going to like this one, but is to get off your phone. So why am I talking about your phone, right? So when we are at the gym and we're doing strength training, we're resting in between our sets, right? What does everybody do when they're resting? They set their timer and then they go, you know, scroll Instagram or whatever, right? So you see this all the time, like, especially in the young kids that come to the gym, I have these, like, we call them teeny boppers. We call them teeny boppers. They're the teenage boys that hang out in the gym all the time. But one thing that's really funny is that they will be doing like bench press or whatever, and they're always in a group, right? And they'll sit and they'll rest, I swear, like 20 minutes. On their phone in between sets. And I'm like, can you please get off the squat rack? But it's because they allow themselves to get distracted, right? So how many times have you set your timer to rest for the 2 or 3 minutes between sets, and then you scrolled your phone and your timer goes off and you want to finish reading the article or watch the video? It's a time suck, right? So what I have started to do, and I'm not saying I'm perfect at this, but what I have tried to do is to focus on just resting in between sets and just sitting there and listening to my music, right? watch whatever, look around at the people at the gym, right? But I'm not on my phone. And I also feel like my focus is improved during my workout when I don't scroll my phone because my brain is not trying to shift between two different things. Does that make sense? Anyway, give it a try. I find that when I'm on my phone and allowing myself to, you know, whatever, check my email, scroll on social media, any of that stuff during my rests, my workouts tend to be longer. So it's something to consider, right? Side note, if you don't have an app for tracking your workouts, a really great one is the Strong app. It has a timer in it, so like a rest timer, so you can set that after each set. I'll link that in the show notes, but it's really helpful to keep track of your workouts. And then, so that was the third time management hack. And then I have a bonus one for you. So the bonus one is use my weightlifting template. It's on my website on the free resources page, and I'll link it in the show notes as well. This template is designed, it's five exercises, or sometimes four, depending on which, you know, how you use it, but five exercises max. And because I utilize compound lifts in there, they work the whole body. That saves time, right? So if you're wanting to work, you know, your lower body and your upper body all at the same time, right? You're doing a deadlift. You're doing, you know, even a squat uses upper body, right? Overhead press, it's utilizing many, many muscles as opposed to an isolation exercise like bicep curls. So that is just working your biceps, right? Why just work one muscle when you could work five or 10? So that's how I've designed my weightlifting template, my strength training template. It's called the 5-step strength training template for beginners. And it's flexible. Like you can substitute exercises in there. I have many different choices. It's a template, right? So it's adjustable for your preferences. So that is a bonus because that workout is incredibly efficient and saves lots of time. So that is your little fourth time management hack. So I hope that you enjoyed this, these time management hacks. I hope that you utilize them. And just think about how, you know, always be thinking about how can you be more strategic and efficient in your workouts, because we want to get in and we want to get out, right? That's the goal. And we want to enjoy our time there. But if your workouts start to get really, really long, then it starts to increase like the load on your life, right? We want it to be efficient because we want to be able to maintain this lifestyle long term. It is very difficult to maintain 2 hours a day in the gym long term. I can't do it. If you can do it, more power to you, but I can't do that. So think about these four time management hacks and think about which ones that you can incorporate into your life and your workout. I will talk to you next time.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, and I would love to see a 5-star review from you. This helps other women find this podcast so they can start to get results too. Let's help other women start their fitness journey.